You're listening to Up Your Game, a weekly show designed to turn dreams into goals and goals into reality. Here's your host, entrepreneur and content creator, De Niro B.
What is going on, Game Changers? De Niro B here with another episode of Up Your Game. Today, we're going to talk about leadership tips 101. This is a post on my Instagram page, and I thought it was very important because as a new business owner, as an entrepreneur that's trying to scale a business, I know you're probably going to be wearing so many different hats and doing all the work yourself, but you'll see that once the work will become too much to handle, you need to start hiring people. And there's nothing worse than not being able to manage a team effectively. And the reason why that sucks really is because if you don't know how to manage, you're going to spend more time telling people what to do than the time that you would have spent doing your work, the work yourself. So you don't want to find that you don't want to find yourself in that situation. So for that reason, let's get started. But again, please share this episode or this podcast with someone that you know could benefit from it. Point number one, put yourself in other people's shoes. Game Changers, this is so important. And when I mean other people's shoes, I'm not only talking about, okay, well, he's, you know, working for me or she's working for me. I'm talking about, you know, where do they live? What time it is there? What are their skills? Do they seem like they're stressed out? I mean, there are so many different variables that you want to think about before talking to someone. The perfect example would be, you know, if you have a virtual assistant that's located in a different country, you better know their holidays, you better know their time zones, and you better know their customs. Because if you talk to them and act as if they are in the same room with you, doing the same exact thing that you are, you're going to risk, you know, making them feel, you know, not appreciated. And the problem with that is that they're not going to do great work for you. And you're going to have to do a lot of back and forth. And most times also the relationship is not going to go the right way. And you probably will have to fire them and find someone else, which is going to be a costly and time consuming situation. Point number two, always strive to improve. Your team will learn from you. All right. So being a leader does not mean that you know everything. Being a leader means setting the right examples by always be learning. If you make a mistake, own it. Tell them, hey, I did make this mistake. I am sorry. I'm learning as we go. But at the same time, I want you to adopt the same mentality. So if someone makes a mistake, don't tell them, well, you should have done this different. Say, okay, what do you think the issue is? How do you think you're going to solve this issue? What are you going to do moving forward to make sure this issue doesn't happen again? That's a perfect way to ask questions. You're not pointing fingers at them, but you show, listen, I am using the same exact process that I use for myself when I make mistakes to learn from them. They will appreciate you for it 100%. Point number three, ask more questions. I saw several posts in the past that say bosses tell you what to do and leaders ask you questions about what you guys want. And that's so true. If you hire someone and you did the right type of hiring, you asked the right questions at the very beginning, you know that these people want to grow with your business. So for that reason, when you ask them questions, you really put them in the center stage. They feel, again, appreciated, and they understand that you're doing this not only to grow your business, but to also help them grow with it, all right? Point number four, you want to empower your team to do more. There's nothing more rewarding, Game Changers, than a boss coming up to you and giving you more tasks, not more work of the same nature, but a new task that gets them to improve their skills, that gets them to push them, that pushes them forward in the right direction. And you, of course, do want to tell them the reason why you're doing it. An example that I can use is, you know, let's say if someone is doing SEO for you, search engine optimization on your website, and you want them to maybe like create content for you, that's a great opportunity opportunity for you to say, hey, I know that as a search engine optimization specialist, you may want to write content because it's part of your, you know, like realm. We've never done it for me, but I would love for you to test your skills and see if you can get good at them. And maybe then you can take on that role as well. See, like at the end of the day, if they don't want to do it, if that is outside of their scope, they will tell you. But if they were interested in doing it, they will love you for it. Trust me, they will stick around with you in the long run because they know that you don't consider them just as, you know, like an application, like a software, right? Like a one-trick pony. This is something more. It's about growing together as a unit. They will appreciate you for it, and they know that your business will grow better. So these are just a few points on how to become a better leader. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I will talk to you in the next one.